Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins, rookie fireman, in his wild dash to the scene of his first real fire. You remember that Chief Cody has just assigned Tim to one of the finest hook and ladder outfits in the whole fire department, Old Three Ones, the company in which Tim's father began his great career many years ago. And now Tim is racing to report for duty at a fire in the warehouse district, to which his company has been called by a third alarm. Before we join Tim Collins, rookie fireman, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the fire department headquarters, where Chief Cody has just assigned Tim Collins to the hook and ladder company of his choice, the famous Old Three Ones Company. Tim has his boots, helmet, and firefighter's coat. He's all ready to report to Three Ones at 4 o'clock sharp for duty with the second platoon, when suddenly the call bell at headquarters begins to ring.
Hold it, Collins. That's the third alarm.
Box 3-2, that's Clark and Montague in the warehouse district.
And the third alarm from that box, the headquarters company turns out. What in blazes is keeping?
Oh, there they go, Chief.
That's more like it. 30 seconds can make all the difference when a fire threatens to get out of control.
Yes, sir. Sir, may I be dismissed on a second? Old 3-1 is due to roll for an alarm at Clark and Montague, and that was the third.
And the third alarm means the battalion chief needs extra help. Get over there, Collins, as fast as you can move. Report for duty at the scene of the fire.
Hey, stop that car. Pull in here, quick.
Are you raising your voice at me, young man?
This is an emergency. Oh, sorry, ma'am. I'd better get a man to drive me. This may be a dangerous run.
A man? Bob, climb in here, Tim Collins.
Huh? Oh, Miss Braddock. Get me to Clark and Montague. There's a fire out of control.
Jump in here, quick.
Yes, sir.
We'll turn at this corner.
Yes, sir. Oh, take it easy, Miss Braddock.
Don't you tell me how to drive, Tim Collins. I was driving my own car before they ever enrolled you in my class at Northside School. Careful now. Don't hit my elbow.
Oh, sorry. Just getting into my boots. Now to get my jacket off.
Throw it in the back seat. I'll take care of it for you.
All right. If you'd leave it at the firehouse. You know Old Three Ones.
I'll leave it on my way home. Now, you just wiggle into that rubber coat.
Yes, I'm all set.
Then hold on. Only 6 more blocks to go.
Miss Braddock, pull over. Pull over to the curb.
Nonsense. That siren is clearing the way for it.
Let them get by. That's the salvage squad.
Watch me beat them to Clark and Montague.
No, ma'am. Pull over. Get out of their way.
Oh. Tim Collins, I could cry. I could have beaten them to the fire just as easily.
Look, Miss Braddock, fire equipment gets the right of way. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, well, I suppose you're right.
Many a department driver has wrecked his truck and injured good men who were needed at the scene of a fire to avoid hitting a civilian car.
Look there. What a crowd.
Oh, yes. Well, try to work your car through that crowd, Miss Braddock. Careful. That's right. Keep your horn going.
It's that warehouse, Tim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a big one.
Yes, ma'am. 4 stories. The third, that's the fire floor. See, they're shooting streams through the window.
Fire. Why, it seems to be all at this end of the building.
Oh, it's hard to tell, Miss Braddock. A third alarm, it must look bad inside. Well, here's the fire line. All right, thanks a million, Miss Braddock. You can leave my uniform at the firehouse.
All right, Jim. Good luck.
Private Collins, sir. Reporting for duty with the Hook and Ladder Company 111.
I'm Lieutenant Kennedy. Glad to have you with us, Collins. You're just in time. We're pulling out the first platoon.
Kennedy! Lieutenant Kennedy!
Over here, Chief Cody!
Oh, there you are.
Where's the battalion chief? Directing the engine men with the hoses at the front of the building, sir.
What's the situation?
Fire out of control in the third story of this warehouse, Chief. In the front, toward the street, and working backwards through the building.
The building is a whole block long. You ventilated the roof, of course.
We opened the roof over the front of the building. But there's a maze of partitions on that third floor.
So gases and smoke are building up, huh?
We've got to open the roof near the rear.
Do you need more ladders?
Not yet, sir. There's a fire stairway up the rear to the roof. I have a truckman up there now with an axe. I'm just sending this rookie to relieve him.
Private Collins, you know what to do?
Yes, Chief. I'm to open up the roof to let the gas and smoke escape so the men can get in with the hoses and see what they're doing. Without risk of suffocation.
Give him his orders, Lieutenant.
Collins, take the can opener. There's metal sheathing on that roof.
Yes, sir.
That's a bigger can opener than you ever saw in your mother's kitchen, boy.
Yes, sir.
Big enough to rip open this warehouse roof. Now get up there and relieve Private Murphy. And watch yourself going past the third floor. That door may be ready to blow out.
Black as night in here. I gotta unsling my flashlight. There. Yes, sir, there's the stairs. Second floor. Now let's look at that door. Oh, good, a metal fire door. Well, if that's what the door's like up above on the third floor, it should hold for a while longer. Gotta watch it, though. Who's down there?
Engine company! Coming in with the hose! Who are you?
Collins! Hook and Ladder, 3-1s!
Any smoke?
No smoke, not here, not yet. Third floor. Man, it's hot. Well, that door is open. No, it isn't. Better see if it's holding. Better feel, see if it's... Oh, man, that's hot. Hey, you below. You with the hose.
Huh?
Watch this door. It's hot. There's smoke and gas piling up behind it. When she lets go, she'll blow out like a cannon shot.
Okay, Humphrey. We'll watch it.
I'd better watch it myself. This is no place for Mrs. Collins' boy, Jim. Fourth floor. Door holding fast. Now, let's see. It's... Yeah, hot, but not scorching. Must have filled with gas and smoke from the other end of the building. We gotta let it out through the roof before the fire mushrooms. Ah, now, what's up above? Stairs go up to a penthouse on the roof. Oh, what's his name? Murphy, yeah. Murphy left the door open. I can see daylight. The glass window's in the side. When that fire door lets go, we'll need all the ventilation there is. Yeah, there. That ought to do it. That old can opener opens the windows as well as the roof. Hey, what? Oh, good grief, the fire door. The fire door let go. Oh, come on, Collins, pull yourself together. Get up off your hands and knees. You gotta open up this roof. Oh, smoke is thicker up here. Let's see. Smoke coming up through the roof over there. That's where... What's his name? Murphy. That's where Murphy smashed the skylight with his axe. Wind coming up. Well, that's all. gas. Murphy! Hey, Murphy!
Gotta work up into that smoke. Can't see anything here.
Hey, Murphy, sound off. Here's your relief. What's that? Oh, an axe. Murphy dropped it. Hey, Murphy! Murphy, sound off. I can't see you. Oh. Oh, good grief. Here he is. He's out cold. The smoke must have knocked him out.
Now, does Tim have his hands full or doesn't he? Ordered to the roof of the burning warehouse to break a hole in the metal roofing with a giant can opener device, Tim Collins, rookie fireman, seeks the man he is supposed to relieve at this important task. And he finds him lying helpless, overcome with smoke. But Tim knows what to do, as you'll hear in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend Chief Cody with an important assignment for you. Attention, firefighters. You are to inspect your homes for these special fire hazards. Cleaning fluid that is not carefully confined in a bottle or can with a tight cover, paint in cans whose lids are not tightly closed, and rags or cleaning cloths that have been stored carelessly. Remember, the fumes of cleaning fluid and paint are dangerous. A spark is enough to cause an explosion, and cleaning cloths don't need a spark. They can catch fire through spontaneous ignition when not properly stored. Now inspect your home for these fire hazards. That is all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and his young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back tomorrow at the same time on the same station when you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.